Father, we thank you tonight as we open your word and open your revelation, that they come alive in our hearts, that we can hear, see, and understand exactly what you're saying to us. We thank you for this privilege of fellowshipping together. We thank you have kept us, and we give glory to your name. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, 6, and 7, Jesus really laid out groundwork for the gospel and how to flow with the gospel in those sometimes called a Sermon on the Mount. I will be reading from the 14th verse of Matthew chapter 5. And we're going to deal with a subject, fresh light cometh to the people of God. Fresh light. The word fresh, I want you to underline it, because it is an apostolic word that we're going to deal with tonight. Fresh light cometh to the people of God. In other words, you won't have to worry about tomorrow, what the report going to be tomorrow, or what the report going to be next month, or the next 3 months, because every day you're going to have what you call the fresh. In the 14th verse, Jesus, after giving us 9 light switches, beginning at verse 3, 9 switches in meditation that will turn the light on, the type of light we're going to talk about tonight. One switch was in verse 3, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. That's a light switch. And then he get down to the 14th verse, he says, ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Now light there, I want you to underline light, because we're going to go through many aspects of light. For instance, enlightenment, illumination, a manifestation, demonstration. Those aspects of the light. Another aspect, 3 other things, hearing, seeing, and understanding. All those are aspects, if you meditate that verse properly, what he's saying to us, all those are aspects of light. Let me finish reading. You're the light of the world. A city that's set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Notice verse 16. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good work and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Again, ye are the light of the world. That's what it began in verse 14. Now turn to Psalm 24 to get a backdrop as I deal with the word fresh and begin to give you some insight on how this word will carry us the rest of the way. We don't have to deal with stale stuff. We don't have to deal with man or men frightening word if you got a fresh word from God. You see, so in your home, I pray tonight that in your home, while I'm ministering, freshness, refreshing, come all over your home, over your heart, over your thinking about every aspect of your life. I'll get back to teaching on health, but tonight he wanted me to teach you this prophetic apostolic word, fresh. I'm going to give some definition of fresh in a few moments, but turn to the 24th Psalm. And remember he said, you're the light of the world, right? And remember he said in the 16th verse, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good work and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Now, whether you know it or not, this is a time to glorify the Father. This is a time for you to have enough revelation, enough illumination, enough insight to know all is well. No matter what things look like, all is well, all right? Now, you notice what it says. You notice why I'm taking you to the 24th Psalm. I talked about disrespect that men have had for God, But those of us who are in the family of God got to keep the light on and keep respecting God and keep honoring God and not doing things, you know, and we'll call God's name, but we're really not real about it. We're just using him as a tool, and God's not going to be used as a tool. But in the 24th Psalm, men need to know this, the first verse. Everybody needs to know this. The earth is the Lord's. And the fullness thereof, the world, and the world in it. It belongs to him. And then it says in the second verse, for he founded it upon the seas and established it upon the flood. It belonged to him. All right. Now, we are the gatekeepers of the light that God wants manifested on the earth. Notice the seventh verse in this psalm. It says, lift up your head, O ye gates, and be you lift up, you everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Verse 9, lift up your head, O ye gates, even lift them up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Even now, right now, because the earth is here and the world, and they that dwell in it. Who is the King of glory? It asks in the 10th verse. The Lord of hosts, he's the King of glory. Shalom. Now, you notice in our text, go back to our text. Go back to our text. Let me walk through this. Fresh light coming to the people of God. Go back to the text, 5 and 16. It says, you the light of the world. Verse 14. 16 says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good work and glorify your Father. It seemed like it's saying the same thing that it's saying over there in Psalm. Now, as we begin, fresh light comes to the people of God. I wrote the word question why. Because there's no darkness that can put out your light. For you are the light of the world. See, no darkness can put your light out. You're going to find out why. Because when we talk fresh, we're talking fresh revelation. We're talking God sends something in a dark time that give light. Yeah, and he's the only one who can do it, because you understand that our president, vice president, our governors and mayors and head doctors are saying something, but there's still a masterpiece of confusion, because they have to admit God is in control. And that's what's going on. And so preachers are scared and they're not saying anything, but I have to say it. I know we got, for this thing over with, somebody got to bow to God. Yes, sir. Now, let's deal with fresh, with the alphabets in fresh. I won't deal with it. The first alphabet is F, and I want you to think along the line, strong faith. And then with the R, I want you to think, when we talk fresh, we're talking revelation. We're talking about rhema words coming from God. When you get down to the E, I want you to see enlightenment. And that in a time of pressure, those of us who know how to turn the life light on can live a life of advance. So advanced life. The S stands for supernatural, supernatural manifestation. And then the H stands for the Holy Ghost. And talking about having a fresh anointing, all right? Fresh anointing. Now, let's look at it before I start giving you the points on this teaching tonight. Fresh means not altered by processing. When God talk, his word don't need to be processed or guessed at, because they're ready to go. Fresh means not stale, sour, or decayed. You can trust it. It also means direct observation and participation. It means confident. It means being assured. And then not previously known or used, new or different. Now, I like the last one. When you talk about fresh, not previously known or used, new are different. So daily the Lord will be giving you a word, a fresh word. Are you following me? And fresh light. And I want to get into it now and take you further. What happened when gloom meets glory? Worldly gloom cannot hold up in the presence of God's glory. So tonight, for you and your house and whoever you are listening to me, the gloom is over. Because now you know, turn to Proverbs chapter 4. Now you know that gloom cannot put glory out. And so I want you, what happened when gloom meet glory? Worldly gloom cannot hold up in the presence of God's glory. How many are seeing this?
Yes, sir.
See, all right. Turn to Proverbs chapter 4 for a minute. Proverbs chapter 4. We're going to shut the gloom down. Even though there are things going on, but every morning, every day, you will get a fresh word.
Yes,
fresh touch, a fresh presence. All right. In Proverbs chapter 4, verse 18, but the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto that perfect day. Hallelujah. Yeah. See, verse 19 said, the way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble, but we're not in darkness.
Amen.
Psalm 119, 105. Glory to God. Psalm 119, verses 105. Notice what the Lord revealed to us. Thy word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Thy word. So now you be getting a fresh word every day.
Every day.
In your devotion time, he told me to tell you that. That gloom, any gloom in your house, any gloom in your heart, any gloom anywhere around you, you're going to begin to meet with glory.
Amen.
I speak that on you tonight. Because that light is the light of glory. It's God manifesting himself into his realm. Now, if we turn to Colossians, it's a shouting ground there in Colossians, the book of Colossians, because it reveals some aspect, another aspect of light to us. No matter what transpire, we still supposed to be in the light. I say no matter what transpire, we still supposed to be in the light. Colossians. All right. Write this statement down. Remember, we are delivered from the power of darkness. We're delivered from darkness. We're delivered from gloom. We are delivered. I was going to meet you. You write down Colossians 1:9 through 13. I'm just going to read the 13th verse or the 12th verse. No, I got to read it. Verse 9. For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom. Now here's part of the light. Wisdom, knowledge. You see knowledge in that voice? Wisdom. You see that in that voice? Huh? You see spiritual understanding? Huh?
Yes,
that's all pertaining to you or the light of the world.
Right.
You see? See, it's a different kind of light. It's not a natural light. It's not a normal light. It's not a usual light. It's not a light that darkness can put out.
Right.
See? So notice verse 10, that you walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing, that's light, in the knowledge of God. God's word is light. And when you're increasing in revelation, when you're increasing in understanding of God's word, and when you're increasing in knowledge, when you're increasing in wisdom, your light is getting brighter and brighter for you and for the whole world around you. We have to be walking lights now. We can't be in the dark. We got to be light. We got to have our hands up, praising God. See, what do you got to praise God for? Because God good.
Yes.
See, because we cannot, you cannot shine looking in the natural.
That's right.
See. No, you can't shun. Strengthen with, verse 11, strengthen with all might according to his glorious power unto all patience and long suffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father which hath made us meet to be partaken of the inheritance, is our inheritance, of the saints of light who have delivered us, who has delivered us, past tense, from the power of darkness, from this virus and everything else, and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. I'm in now. And that's what you got, a fresh light coming to the people of God. Remember, we are delivered from the power of darkness. Now, ye are the light of the world, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men. That's what our text says, you see. You keep the body cracker to keep that light shining. The switch of fresh love, fresh faith, fresh grace, fresh hope, fresh wisdom, fresh discernment, through fresh revelation, what is light from heaven to you and through you. The switch of fresh love as part of the light. Love is part of the light. Fresh faith. Faith open up avenue that you can't get in no other way. Faith is a divine light that see things that can't be seen. Fresh grace, fresh hope, fresh wisdom, fresh discernment. My goodness. Through fresh revelation, which is light from heaven, shining to you and through you. Now you remember the 10 virgins, right? Five was wise, five was foolish. That's what this is all about. People done got caught with not no oil in their lamp. And what they were using, just psychology or just science or just academic, it don't work here. You're fighting an invisible, the president called him an invisible enemy. And we've been dealing with invisible enemy. The demon is invisible. But we know how to deal with invisible enemy because we got power. But now, with no oil in your lamp, just a church going, don't go to church at all. That's why it's so troublesome. Let the Holy Spirit keep putting fresh oil in your lamp at this time. Let the Holy Spirit keep putting fresh oil in your lamp at this time. And you read that in Matthew 25:1-13, not even got caught. Now you're running to everybody, but people say, I ain't got enough oil for you and me. It's happening right now. Some people don't have no oil in their lamp. People who have oil in their lamp, people who know how to eat right, exercise, treat people right, sow their seed, pay their tithe, they ain't in no trouble. Your light and light connection cannot be put out. John 1, verse 5. Give me that in the Amplified Bible. John 1, 5 in the Amplified. Somebody back there to do that? John 1. John Gospel, chapter 1, verse 5. I need it in the Amplified Bible. Do you have, I should have brought my computer, my iPad. You got the Passion Bible back there too? And the light shine on in the darkness, for the darkness has never overpowered it, put it out, absorbed it, or appropriated it, and is unreceptive to it. And then in the Passion Bible, you got that back there, Leroy, the Passion Bible? Your light and light connection cannot be put out. I don't care what the report on the news is. You already got a fresh word. So you can listen to that and go on your word. Now in Psalm, I've talked about it already. We are called to let the King of Glory come in and to yield to his light and strength. That, they got that verse now. It was John 5 in the, 1, 5 in the Passion, right? And this living expression is the light that bursts through gloom. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah!
The light that bursts through gloom. You're bursting through tonight, those who are connected with us. The light that darkness could not diminish. I want everybody to say fresh three times. You at home do the same thing, because I want that fresh word in your house to let you know that your light can't be put out and that you're going to have a fresh word to give you direction.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, you are called to shine as a light from heaven. Now, in saying that, Saul had that experience on the Damascus Road, and that light from heaven shine on him. But we are called to shine as light from heaven. You can't afford to let your mind light go out with mass mind. Now, y'all ain't hear me now. Yeah. See, mass mind now messed up because they're mingled and they're mad and they're mixed up, and people are fighting to get killed. People fighting to go back out.
Right.
And the reason they're fighting, let's face it, money.
Right.
Money. I mean, the reason we even thinking about going back so fast is money. They say the disease is still out there, but the money, we got to go back. No, we don't have to go back. No, not yet.
Yeah.
Not yet. No, we're not going back next Sunday. I know church told my son we went back last Sunday. We're not going back next Sunday either.
Yeah.
I'm going back when the Lord tells me to go back. And when them to come back, it might be members only.
Yeah.
Until I get this thing straight.
Yes,
huh? Somebody got hot just now, but that's just the way it might be. So you can't let your mind light go out with mass mind.
That's right.
See, don't let them overthink you. Keep your mind light on. You have the mind of God, the mind of Christ, the mind of the Spirit, the mind of the Word. You got a miracle mind. Say it, I have a miracle mind. I expect a miracle any moment, any time. If I need a miracle, I got a miracle working, God. I'm not connected just down near the earth. Good God Almighty. You have the mind of God, the mind of Christ, the mind of the Spirit. Keep fresh light in your mind. And then let's look for a minute at the light of the gospel in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. The light of the gospel. I'm almost through. I ain't going for tonight. Half hour, 35 minutes, 40 minutes. Hallelujah. But we're in a fresh territory. You see. When the Lord spoke to me about that, I said, all right, Lord. Now, he says this word will be a determining factor how you come out. Fresh. It's powerful because now you don't have to eat the stale bread of the new.
That's right.
You can look at it and thank God for them that they're there to tell you something, but you already got good news.
Yeah. That's right.
See, the Lord is my shepherd.
Yes,
I should not want. He giveth angels charge over me. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High should abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Already got good news. He causes angels to camp around me to protect me.
Yes, sir.
See? So you can't, oh my hallelujah. You can't let what natural people say turn out your divine light.
Yes.
Keep the light turn on.
Yes.
Yeah, keep the light. Keep your faith on. Keep your grace on. Keep your wisdom on. Keep your discernment on. Keep your love on. God, God not a man that he should lie. He said he's going to make it good. This just, and this, He told me to tell you fresh, and he got, you're going to give me some more things. But just fresh to give it to the body of Christ, to operate in fresh every day, you got your expectation is from God. And anybody put their expectation in God, he never let them down. And so we can't let all this stuff just get in our mind and get in our mind and forget we got a God.
Oh, my.
2 Corinthians 4 with me quick. Let me close. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 4. In whom the God of this world have blinded the mind of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. We got that right.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
For we, and verse 6 says, for God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts, in our soul, in our inner man,
yes, sir,
to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. See, glory, gloom, glory, gloom. We got the glory. Yeah. So I tell you, if you get a little down sometime tomorrow, just stand up and say, glory, 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 glory. And know what you're saying. Glory, nothing can stop the glory. Glory, 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 glory. You start saying glory and the glory, glory, glory. And the gloom got to leave. The gloom cannot stay with somebody testifying of God's glory. God's life, God's light. God, oh my goodness, glory. I got to have it myself there. Glory to God. Glory. How many people saying glory now? They're saying, everybody talking gloom. How many people saying glory now? Somebody need to hold up the glory train. Glory, glory, glory to God. Hallelujah. God said, who is that? Who that down there saying glory in the midst of this? Glory. That's the light of the gospel. And then notice there in Psalm 119, verse 130. Psalm 119, verse 130. The entrance of God's word give his light. Now I'm going to go kind of fast. I'm going to say some things. I've been going fast enough. Huh? In Exodus 10:23, when it was dark, the children of Israel had light. They had light. The light of the body is the eye. Matthew 6:22. Our light is in the Lord. Ephesians 5:8. Awake in the light of Christ. Ephesians 5:14. You are the children of light. 1 Thessalonians 5:5. His marvelous light belonged to us. 1 Peter 2:9. You are the enlightenment to the world as you live daily in my revealed will. You're the light of the world as you live daily. It is the continued interest of my word that gives you light. Jesus, John 1:4, Jesus' life is our light. Jesus' life is our light. All right, I'm closing. Make sure your prayers are fresh. Don't get down and do that little routine. Let the Lord talk to you. Keep fresh meditation flowing. I shared that with ministers on yesterday, one day there. Joshua 1:8, Psalm 113. Be awakened to fresh words from God. Oh, my goodness. I was teaching with Kenny Copeland some years ago, and the Lord sent me in there to minister to ministers and tell them, stop depending on everything else but God. It's all right to use the Amplified Bible. I used it tonight. It's all right to use concordance, But you need to have a word from God. And then John 6:63, the words that I speak unto you. A fresh word. Keep a fresh word. Be awakened to fresh words from God. Keep your prayer life fresh, not by routine. Said it twice. Keep fresh love stirred up in your soul. That prayer in Ephesians 3, you need to read it and pray it too. Walk in fresh faith on a daily basis. Make sure you're operating daily in fresh wisdom and discernment. That's it. That's enough.